This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, a big thanks to Jeff Hathorn stepping in here. He has a good column coming out on pirate trade deals at the deadline, and there haven't been many good ones. Austin, the thing as he left here, we were talking about the Hutchinson trade and how at the time people thought, oh my goodness, he's going to be a starting pitcher here for a long time.
I think a lot of people realized you were giving up Reese McGuire and Harold Ramirez,
two guys
that are MLB players.
Right.
And Liriano. It just felt like a salary dump from the start. Where Drew Hutchinson became a whole bunch of nothing. He's not still playing in the MLB, is he?
No, they hyped him up big. Everybody thought, oh, my God, this is the starter. You know, again, false hope all the time, and that's the problem. When you dig these holes, now you're in a stage of saying, prove it to me that you're going to change. What are you going to do with this trade deadline? I don't think there's much they can do with this trade deadline. The more I think about it, what are they going to actually do?
Is that because you don't trust the GM to make the moves?
Part of it, but also, what are you going to do? What do you have
you
to give
trade-
up?
You could trade Keller, you could trade Bednar, you could trade Santana. Those are good pieces. So you're going to get something for IKF.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to get a Hoy Park. You're going to get somebody, you know, a guy who has, oh, wow, look at this. He's ranked here in this prospect system, and he won't see. You know, and again, until they prove it, I can't think otherwise. Do I trust them to get somebody who's going to come up here and be an impact major league player? We just went through 10 years of talking about their deals. And how many players are still even here?
Yeah.
Of all those 10 years?
They could probably get a decent reliever for IKF, don't you think? Like a younger guy that has some talent.
Well, Greg Brown keeps talking about a really big swing. What do you think that would include?
That would be a Mitch Keller trade. Or trading Bubba Chandler. Or just a way to acquire a big bat. And whatever that way might be. Whether you package like IKF, Bednar, and maybe Santana to somebody, where you still keep Keller, but you acquire a significant impactful bat that could hit 3, 4, 5 in your lineup.
412-928-9370. We have a leftover caller who's been on the line for a long time. So Joe's been waiting for over 40 minutes.
Yeah,
so
here he goes.
Good, Joe. I appreciate that patience. I know we got into a big discussion with Jeff. So what were your takeaways of that discussion?
Nothing. Zero. I was hoping Jeff stayed on a little longer. That's why I stayed on, Bob. I've been around. I told you my first game was in the 1940s. But the thing is, he was talking about nutting. And he called him Bob. And I said to myself, don't call him Bob. He's nutting. He's nothing for this city. But he says Mark Cuban makes his money in other places. And Nutting makes his just on baseball. Well, if you start over, $96 million he paid for the team. They're worth $1.2 or $1.5 billion now. Okay, so that side. Then every year since with 2008 he bought the team, he's made at least $30 million after everything's cleared up. That's another half a billion. Now we're $2 billion. And he did sell newspapers. He bought and sold ski lodges.
Oh yeah, he has a lot of other assets. I don't think there's any question about that.
That's what I mean. The guy couldn't spend. He has given us nothing in the city of Pittsburgh. shame on him. Sherrington, I don't trust him at all. I mean, this guy's the worst I've ever seen. And I told you, I've been watching baseball since the 40s. And I don't want him to trade nobody, but like you guys say, a couple of those guys that aren't there, I hate to see a couple go, but don't sell Keller, don't get anybody, and get rid of Sherrington today. That's all I got
to
say,
Bob. I know how you feel.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for waiting. But I also think, you know, you're in a situation here where this the fact that his future is uncertain is not a good thing going into a trade deadline. That means that he could be doing things that he probably wouldn't. Maybe that's what we need. You know, Austin, maybe they need him to go crazy here and do something that he thinks is saving his job, and it actually does.
Maybe. Like, that would be somewhere where does he even have the authority from the owner to be able to do something
that's the other
like
thing.
That?
But
you know?
To Joe's point at 412-928-9370, he has a lot of money to spend, and it may not, you know, they may have their budget set up in a different way based on that specific business, which is baseball. But it's a different business than owning a newspaper. It's a different business than owning a ski lodge. It's a different business than owning Wiggle Whiskey. The point is, you have to be willing. You know, you get your aircraft in the air at 30,000 feet, you don't stop putting fuel into it. You got to keep going. And this is what this franchise needs. You got to put more money into it to get anything out of it. And if you're really a smart businessman, to me, you know, winning results in a lot more money coming into your coffers as well. Although in his mind, this is how I think Bob Nutting must think, though. If he looks at this and says, if I give Pete Alonso, because this is the guy we talked about earlier in the discussion, in case you just joined us right now, he was available. He signed 2 years, $54 million in this offseason with the Mets. He has 21 home runs and 75 runs batted in. He could have made that deal. But if he looks at it and says, I'm going to give him $54 million, that's $27 million more, how much will that result in me getting attendance up by, you know, 5,000 to 7,000 a game? And how much money will that actually result in? If you start just getting really into the minutia of the money, he can talk himself out of making a deal like that, which I think he often does because he thinks it's too much and it can't substantiate itself. I go the other way on that. I say, you want to give people something to, you know, something to chew on here, something to be happy about. That guy would have changed your lineup around. More calls on the way, Austin. Who we got?
All right, let's go to Rick. He's in Brighton Heights.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, Pump. I was just saying, I think any one-for-one player deal isn't going to net you anything. I think it's going to be a Bednar and a Keller, or a Bednar and a Santana and a Keller, and to get you one solid bat. I think any one-for-one trade isn't going to net the Pirates anything. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I agree. I don't think you're going to get as much as you would if you put packages together. Again, you have to find the right team that has the right needs. And it's more likely you could find those needs in the offseason. More likely, if you're going to make a big swing, it should happen in the offseason, not at a trade deadline, because I think you limit your pool of potential candidates for trades.
And do you think Hayes is going to, you know, somebody like Hayes is going to get you anything but prospects? Maybe. I mean, a guy like Kay or even Reynolds. I don't see what those guys are going to get you back.
Yeah, I know. It's up to him to figure that out. That's why he's getting paid a lot of money, Rick. So thanks for the call. I mean, they have a whole staff over there trying to figure this stuff out. They know more about who's available, what it's going to take. Just make the deal that makes sense, that gives this franchise and its fan base some hope moving into next year. And again, it's been a long time. They haven't won. When you think about the Pirates, they have not won a playoff series really since 1979. And that includes the good years of 90, 91, and 92 at 412-928-9370. Let's go, Austin, if we can, to Paul in Pittsburgh. Paul, what's going on? How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Doing good, thanks.
I have a little different thought on the trading process. Number one, I would not gut our pitching staff at all. I would wait. Number two, I would move Key Bryan to short. You got a 10-year Gold Glove shortstop. And you had brought up the point earlier a couple of different times, different days. Start rolling these guys up from the minors and see what they got. Like, don't try to get a power bat.
But
that's not going to help.
But
us.
Paul, they don't have anyone in the minors who's ready to help them right now, just based
on
the numbers
you
see.
You did mention a kid named Ford could maybe play third base or something. You had mentioned another guy. Bring them up. Let's see what they have. If they
the only guy. I mean, we mentioned Malcolm Nunez. Thanks, Paul, for the call. I get what you're saying. But, I mean, these are guys who were supposed to come in and be helpful at some point. Why would you make the – Oviedo, right? Where is Malcolm Nunez? Why am I getting frustrated? I can't find
Malcolm Nunez is in AAA. I owe an apology to Mr. Nunez because he's actually hitting better than I thought. He's hitting .301. He has two home runs, though, and 24 RBIs in 46 games. So the power has not been there.
Yeah,
he does have 18 doubles, though, this year. So it's been gap power but not hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
All right, who's next?
All right, let's go to Chris. He's in Indiana.
Hey, Chris, you're in Indiana. Now you're on the fan.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
What's going on?
Listen, I read something the other day that Major League Baseball total attendance across all 30 teams is down like 39,000 attendees for the entire year. The Mets, however, are up over 500,000 fans. So if you just figure in New York, the average person who goes to a game spends $50 on a ticket and $25 on a hot dog and a beer. They're up $40 million in revenue just on the Soto deal that everybody thought was crazy. So you got to figure out how to spend money to make money if you want to get more attendees. Last year we averaged 23,000 per game for 82 games or 81 games. If we get that to 28,000.
Well, right now it's at like 18,000. It's down about 5,000.
I mean, just take 5,000 times an extra $2 million a night, and you can sign a bat. If you just get somebody, he'll pay for himself.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of this, and that's why I thought a deal for Alonso. What would the fan base have done had the Pirates done that? You know, 2 years, $54 million. They would have said, "Oh yeah, we need this guy at first base, and look at the numbers he's providing. It gives a shot in the arm. People spend money because of it, and if it results in you contending for a wild card position, you get some games in the postseason." It all makes more money. So
absolutely.
You have to look at it that way if you're him. And if you're not, then why are you doing it? Your valuation goes up every year, and you get more and more money when you ever sell it. But if you have no intention of selling it, you're not going to realize that. Sooner or later, he will or they will. But still, you owe it to this fan base and owe it to the city, who's done a lot, especially when he first acquired this franchise with new stadiums, taxpayer advantages, all this kind of stuff. So we'll see, Chris.
You got to swing the fan quotes and say, well, at least he's trying, because right now I don't think anybody believes he's trying.
Right. Well, again, this offseason makes you think that because they had players out there they could have reached to and got signed. Yeah. At least make an effort. I never heard them once involved in Pete Alonso. Never once. Thanks, Chris.
I agree.
Appreciate it. Did you, Austin? Did you ever hear that name? I thought they immediately. How about Paul Goldschmidt?
Fine with Goldschmidt.
He had 1 year deal in New York Yankees. Can you look up what he's doing? Because I have a feeling he's having a pretty good year. I realize the Yankees are a good team and they've got a lot of hitters that could protect him in the lineup. But he's doing pretty well for 1 year. I think it was $10 million he made.
Yeah, he's hitting .290. 8 home runs and 34 RBIs. He's 93 hits this year. .290 batting average. And he signed a 1 year deal worth $12.5 million with the Yankees. That would have been perfect here.
Anything like that works. And if you have to up it to $15 million because the Mets offered that or the Yankees offered that, then do it.
They probably would have. He's been a 20 home run hitter, though, every year since going back to 2012. The only year was 2014. He had 19, and 2020 was the COVID shortened year.
Yeah.
He's just constantly a big time power hitter. This year, the power has gone down a little bit, but still could end up hitting 20 homers.
Okay, if you're them thinking about this offseason, let's assume that nothing crazy happens at this trade deadline. You're going into next year offseason. What should the budget be for free agents?
$40 million.
That's it?
$50 million? 40 to 50? Definitely.
It should be more.
Well, it should be, but I don't think they're going
to
actually do that.
If you're going to try to make a move here, you got to do that.
$70 million. It should be $80 million, but we're trying to be realistic here.
But again, that's been beaten down our throats to the point where now we're expecting nothing because nothing has been shown. I just get frustrated. I know that.
Oh, me too.
At some point, their payroll is so low that if you doubled the payroll, you still would be below, you know, 2/3 of the teams in baseball.
That's why there should be a cap of about 250, and there should be a floor at right around 110. That would increase the Pirates' payroll by $20 million automatically. That would give you one big hitter automatically just because you have to.
Which is why maybe these teams don't want to go down that route because they like it the way it is. And you can still make a lot of money without having to do that. So
I do wonder if there are some markets that are just so angry about how the Dodgers are going about it and they're paying Shohei Ohtani all this money deferred, and if in the next CBA that will become an actual
issue.
See
how much money the Dodgers – I saw this earlier today, how much money they're spending on long-term injured players are not even – playing right now?
Probably more than the Pirates' more entire payroll.
Yeah, more than a lot of teams' payroll, just on that. Next. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Beth. She is in Gibsonia.
Beth. Beth, I hear you calling. We answered the phone today.
Yes, I am.
What do you got to say? What's up, Beth?
If there would ever be a floor, I am going to throw the biggest party to make him have at least to have a salary floor. Oh, my God. And you're invited. I'm telling you.
Do you think that'll happen? I hope it happens.
No, I mean, I want it to happen 150%. Do I think it'll happen? I have my doubts, of course. But ever since the Chris Benson debacle and getting Ty Wigginton, no matter who the general manager is in this organization, you know, the trade that was supposed to bring something brought nothing 21 years ago. So, you know, he have little faith on the other end of this call as far as what a trade could bring versus what it should bring.
I hear you, Beth. Well, again, I think your frustration shows people here expect a little bit more, and that's all it would take, just a little bit more. I would think so, but...
Well, I want the moon and the stars, you know, I pray for it, you know what I mean? But I just, you know, I don't see, and you talk about the guys we were just talking about. Those guys don't want to come here. I mean, and that's what hearts do.
Well, okay, they don't want to come here because they see what's going on. The way you change that is you overpay. You have to overpay. And that's okay. Do it. Thanks, Beth. Appreciate the call. We got a lot of calls calling in.
A lot of calls, Bob. Let's go to Dave. Dave is in Cranberry.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good. Hey, you know, look, as much as I want a bat, a big bat in the trade deadline, you know, I don't think the Pirates lineup would be competitive in Altoona. I think they'd be middle or low of the pack if they went north and played in that league. But I do not want to move on from Keller. I think that when you look at this rotation now, who are you backfilling? You know, you have, I don't even know, Chandler's struggling a little bit. Burrows is unproven. Jones is hurt. Heaney's going to be gone. He's not good anyway. I'm not a huge Bailey Falter guy. I think he's a fifth starter at best. I know you have to have a left arm in the lineup, but it seems like it's 3-0 before he even goes on the mound. He's down 3-0. So I don't know how you move on from Keller. I really don't. You have him under control. I think it'd be a big mistake to give that piece away. And I hope he stays. If they trade Reynolds and or Keller and make this lineup even worse, then I might finally be done. Although I always say that and I never am. But.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Mr. Nutting wants to hear that you're going to be there loyal despite. And, you know, at some point, this fan frustration, he has to hear it. Do you think he hears it at all? Do you think he even responds to it?
I'm sure he hears it, but I don't really know if it matters.
It should matter.
At least enough.
It should matter.
It should matter, but I don't know if it matters enough to change ultimately what he does with his day-to-day operations.
Well, Dave says he does not want to trade Mitch Keller. Dave, if I put a list in front of you of some of the players they may be able to get for Mitch Keller, would it change your mind? In other words, if it's something that produces two guys right now who could be on your roster, maybe they're younger, they've had a taste of it, you saw potential with them, and it could solve two of your batting needs, would you then consider making that trade?
Well, I hate to answer a question with a question, Bob, but who's your number two starter next year? Next year, then who's number two behind?
You hope eventually Jared Jones, if he's healthy enough, and that's another if. Everyone we're going to talk about here are ifs. Mike Burrows has shown you that he might be it. Braxton Ashcraft could be it. There are a lot of guys in their system. Bubba Chandler probably will be it, but you don't know for sure. And that's the risk you
Keller
have to take.
Keller has just been so solid.
Yeah, but he's 3-10, and if they're not going to hit better, it doesn't matter. You can go through the same process next year where he's doing the same thing and not getting any run support. The biggest thing,
and
when this obituary is written on this season, it will be lack of hitting, and they knew it, and they didn't do anything about it.
I will say, I'll just finish with this. I love the haze to the Yankees for that guy in AAA who's got 21 home runs. I love that move.
Yeah, Jones.
That'd be amazing.
They do need help at third base, so that's somebody I would look to. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. Pirates, by the way, are off today. And yes, thank you. And they will take on Minnesota tomorrow. Paul Skeens will be on the mound. And the tragedy of all of this is that Paul Skeens has been really good, better than you could have probably ever thought since they drafted him. Yesterday was his two-year anniversary of being drafted, and yet they have not gone anywhere near in the direction that people would hope they'd go. In fact, they've regressed. So that's a frustrating thing. But, you know, we'll see what happens. July 31st is the deadline. It's coming up. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Tyler Kennedy with us. But I want to remind you also that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Just also want to remind you about every Wednesday on KDKA-TV at 5:55, we present a series we call Drafted. We've taken a look at the – we've come down to a list. Speaking of lists, Austin, we have 52 players who have been drafted from Western Pennsylvania, gone on to the NFL, and we rank them. And we started this a year out for when the draft comes to Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
And so we're down to 42. We've gone through 10 weeks of this already, and we still have 42 more to go. And it gets much more difficult trying to figure out who's in your top 10 of Western Pennsylvania drafted athletes who've had big success, both in college and also, most importantly, in the pros.
Because you're talking throughout time, right? Like,
throughout time.
Namath is on that list.
Of course.
Does Jim Kelly get considered on
of
that
course.
List? East Brady? Okay.
All the people from this area, Western PA. I'm not going to say necessarily WPIL, but Western okay. Pennsylvania.
Marino, Dorsett, Revis, yeah. They all have
they
to be
all
on that
on
list.
It, but the question is the order which we're presenting. But we do that every Wednesday at 5:55 on KDKA.
You know what TV. Else is on KDKA TV tonight, Bob? At 8 o'clock. Do you know?
No, what?
The season premiere of Big Brother debuts tonight, Bob.
Oh.
Will you be watching it at the KDKA studios today?
No. I'm not into Big Brother. Our news department put together a documentary on the Trump shooting, which is a year ago already in Butler,
that?
And that's coming. I think that may be tonight, 7:30, preceding that. I'm not sure exactly, but it's a very good documentary they put together. Yeah, so Big Brother, I'm not interested. I know a lot of people are.
That's tonight.
Don't have time for
the
that.
The debut. There's a mystery 17th house guest that's been rumored, a former player, Bob. Of course, it seems like a player, one of the seasons, they've been 27 seasons. I've seen probably 20 of them. And, of course, it's a player from two seasons that I have not seen. At least that's the rumors.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be intriguing television. They're on the season 17.
27.
I mean, this is like
season number 27. 27. They started
the
in 2000.
You know, I never thought Survivor would survive this long.
Survivor's on 50 seasons. 50.
It's unbelievable how that, and you know, it's an audience that is very true and loyal.
Oh,
they want to watch that kind of stuff. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bob, I would like to correct myself. I guess I said that Survivor was on for 50 years. It's 50 seasons that's coming up. 48 seasons that they've done.
This is still, the bottom line is it's survived.
It's survived,
reality,
yes.
Television, you know, was a big thing when it first came out. I thought it would die off, and in some cases it has.
Yeah.
But some of these, you know, you have a cult following, and people will, you know, something like The Bachelor I thought would last temporarily.
Yeah.
But people love to delve into everybody's personal life.
And people love your show, Love Island, Bob. They have watch parties on the North Shore for Love Island.
I know. It's crazy.
People love Love Island.
Is that sort of a guilty pleasure?
I think so.
You watch that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's got to be,
like,
right?
For me, I used to love The Sopranos. All those kind of, you know, Ozark was big. I like those series that kept me interested and I could binge watch.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not delving into a lot of this stuff. Now, my wife's watching something about a newsroom. I forget the name of it. And I think it's on Apple TV. I'm not sure. But it's a really, it kind of depicts.
Is it the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
I don't, but.
But I mean, it's, she really likes it. And it depicts what goes on in a television news operation, which I think is, in many cases, spot on.
Is it similar to KDKA?
Well, just general. I mean.
It's called The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. That's what it's called. That's right. The Morning Show, and she loves it. So when I get home at night, I want to watch something, but then again, I'd like to read stuff before I try to go to bed and put on that stupid CPAC mask. And then
Reese Witherspoon's in the show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be well written.
Reese Witherspoon will be 50 next year.
Wow.
How about that? Jennifer Aniston is 56.
Yeah, still doing well.
Friends is one of my favorite shows.
It's one of those that lasts forever, right? I mean, you can watch it over and over. I was a big Seinfeld fan. I love MASH. Hot Lips Houlihan. Did she die recently? I thought she did.
Oh, I don't know.
But that was always well done. So, I don't know. I thought reality television would die a little bit. I think because ultimately with reality television, you don't get reality. Like if you go to even like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
It's been on the air forever. First of all, how natural is it to have a camera follow you everywhere you go?
Oh,
to do every, you can't be natural. It's not
wild.
Reality. You know you're performing to some degree.
And that's the same case with Big Brother. There's a camera on you 24/7 the entirety of the show.
And
you're being monitored the entire way.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's natural.
No, it's not at all natural.
Anyway, we promised Tyler Kennedy he will be here at 1 o'clock. But I'll throw this out now because I teased to it. Greg Wyshynski, who's on ESPN, he was on a podcast, and his quote was, "I've believed long ago that Sidney Crosby would end his career, not in Pittsburgh, but in Montreal."
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think he's wrong.
Yeah, I think this is an attempt to just create a topic that at this point doesn't exist. Now, would I rule that out moving forward if things get really bad? Maybe not. I think Letang has more of a shot at moving to Montreal, if that's the case. You know, if he wants to continue his career, I don't know how much time he has on his contract. I think it's 2 more years.
Letang or Crosby?
Letang.
Oh, Letang has like 4 more years left.
No, it's not
that. He signed that big 6-year deal, remember?
Yeah, but that's not how many years?
He signed it the same year as Malkin, right? He signed the deal in July of 2022. It'll keep him with the Penguins through the 27-28 season.
All right.
So he does have he does have what, 3 years left?
Unless he says I wanna move on and Montreal would be the place I want to go on. That's always that shot. Eric Karlsson, the guy who has a no trade clause.
Please move on from Eric Karlsson. But Eric, please want to go somewhere else.
One of the things they're trying to do, you know, is try to figure out how do you not only move on from him, but save some money in the process and try to up an opportunity for somebody else in your system. 412-928-9370 is the number to call, but we'll get into a lot of hockey talk with Tyler when we come up, including next year's free agent class, which is a doozy. It has names on it that are big names.
Can I say one more thing about Crosby real quick?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, Canada obviously is so in love with Sidney Crosby, and he's done so much for that country, the Golden Goal, that they've won just so much in Canada. I feel like that there are reporters in Canada and people in Canada that throw all this out there about Crosby to Montreal or Crosby to insert Canadian team here, basically just trying to manifest it because they feel that Crosby is like their Canadian hockey hero since Gretzky.
Right.
And they just want it to happen so bad, they're just trying to talk it into existence when they know deep down it's never going to happen.
Well, I've learned long ago, never say never, because you never know. I would doubt it. I think he's very happy here. I still think he wants to be here, and he understands what's going on. Some people wonder what he's thinking. I think he's well aware. He knows where this team was headed 3 years ago when it was heading down this path. It's the, you know, the price you pay for trying to win when you go out and trade draft picks. They only had three number one picks over 10 years because they were active in the trade market trying to build a team that could win, and they did win. So if you know that, then you know what comes with it after that. And that is normally some sort of drop-off where you don't have a lot of draft picks, so your system suffers, and ultimately you fall in the standings. And that's where they are right now, and they're trying to change that. So we'll see. Meanwhile, we have this on Twitter from Fansville, who says, okay, guys, this is our rotation for next year based on how he sees it. Skeens, Chandler, Ashcraft, Burrows, and Barco. This would assume that Keller is traded, and so is Falter. Both of those guys have years of control.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen what he has in mind for the trade back.
That's the thing. What is the trade back? And I would be okay dealing Mike Burrows. I would be okay dealing Ashcraft, even though I think Ashcraft is going to end up being a better arm for them than Burrows. If that's what it takes to bring back a big-time hitter, where you might have to package in a Bednar or package in a Santana, I'd be willing to do that because that means you get your hitter and you don't have to compromise trading Mitch Keller away. So you still have Keller, Skeens, Chandler's going to come up at some point this year. It might not be until August at this point, but he's probably going to come up. And you get to see what you have from him, plus Jared Jones halfway through the season next year, plus Falter. That's a good rotation. Plus Hunter Barco's shown some good things in the minors.
Yeah, Barco looks like he's, you know, he's a left-hander, so he would fill the void of having a left-hander there. So, I don't know. We're going to find out as this moves on, but I still got to believe they better, if they're going to move a guy like Keller with 3 years of control, they better get a lot in return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
By their standards, they have to do that. Zach Huff on Twitter says, why can't the Pirates sign Skeens to an 11-year, $500 million contract? They could.
I mean, they could, but they won't. They just... I wish they could.
They choose not to.
They choose not to. And that is their choice.
If you added $50 million for one player to the current roster in terms of its salary size, what would you end up with?
Well, it would double their payroll.
And what's wrong with that? It's very affordable in today's baseball, right?
Their payroll right now is what? $90 million?
I don't even think it's that high. I think it's in the 80s.
So it wouldn't double it, but that is half their payroll. If you pay Paul Skeens $50 million a year, that is more than half of their payroll on one player.
Yeah, but is he worth it? Does he represent what you need to have to win? Yes.
Yeah, he does.
And honestly, it's not all that much when you factor it all out. So the answer to your tweet here, Zach Huff, is they can do it if they want to.
Yes.
But they've never done it, and never to this degree. So
no.
You have nothing to... be optimistic about it.
Thank you for the tweet, Hoagie. Hoagie has a picture with Donnie, Malzi, and Pony in his bio. Have you seen that, Bob?
No, I haven't seen that.
I've met Hoagie. He's a very nice man.
Is he? Why do you call him Hoagie?
That's his Twitter bio.
Oh, Hoagie, I see.
Hoagie 7187.
Is it Huff? I don't know how you say his last name, but it's Hoagie. Thanks, Hoagie. I appreciate that.
Do you think Hoagie's numbers in his bio represent Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby?
Yes, I do.
Why does Hoagie have Evgeny Malkin first and then Sidney Crosby? Did somebody else have the username Hoagie8771?
Maybe so.
And that's why Hoagie had to choose it that way.
All right. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to ask you real quick about a couple of NBA signings. Speaking of money.
Please.
So, Devin Booker. Phoenix is a team that they just traded Durant. They don't have a lot over there, I don't think. They give Devin Booker $71 million a year. 72, actually. It's one more million than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the league. I just don't understand that. To me, they'd be better off. They're going to trade their, you know, the team they have is better to try to put Booker out on the trade market.
Yeah.
I would do that. He could bring in a lot. He's still a very, very good player.
Did you see how it was framed by Shams last night, too? Devin Booker signs this enormous contract. He stays loyal to the Phoenix Suns, who are still trying to build around Devin Booker, and Booker signs his third contract there. He's so loyal. Do we really need that in journalism and in reporting? Like, now, one thing that I was taught...
I wonder if he would have been loyal if it was $10 million less.
One thing I was taught in, like, my master's degree is you should always try to identify the source unless your source would be, like, burned and it would be bad in reporting. Do you find it interesting, though, over the last year or so, Schefter and Shams and all these guys are saying the Devin Booker signs his deal reported by insert agent here of this agency. And it's like they're giving all the agents credit. Have you picked up on that?
I have, yes.
I don't really like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like it's agents just saying, hey, Shams, here you go. Here's all the information you need. Make sure you say that it was me, though, because
right,
when the next class comes out, we want to make sure that you know, Cooper Flagg sees, hey, we got Devin Booker, like $150 million over like 2 years or whatever. So you should sign with us because we will give you the most money. That's just the game that it feels like to me. It seems like it's, I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of motives going on there.
Here's an interesting tweet from DK Sports. And this is what I've been saying dating back to the first hour of this program today with you, Austin. When the Pirates score 4+ runs in a game, they're 25-12. When it's fewer than four, they're now 12-44. As a team, they average 3.3 runs per game. That's the lowest in all of baseball.
So they're 12-44 when scoring under four runs.
So if you're, and that's what they've done all season long. They score one, two. Look at this road trip: three shutouts, 2-3-3. So they don't score four. One more run per game makes a big difference in some of these. So when they do it, they're 13 games over 500. But when they don't do it, they're, 32 games under 500. So, and that makes a big difference. You have the lowest runs per game in the majors right now.
Isn't that the adage too, Bob? Like, try to find an offense that scores you four runs per game because if you pitch well, you're just naturally going to win a lot of games. If you score four, like that's like the break-even point. That's like the, not the break-even point, that's like the breaking of the dam.
Right.
You know, where the floodgates can be open to a ton of wind as long as you score four runs, especially with the pitching that they have. They would be in contention for a playoff spot right now. They would probably be a wild card team right now.
And that's all it would take, one more run a game. If I bet you those 44 losses that are part of the record when they don't score four, I bet you if you went to four or above in some of those and you look at what they gave up in return, there'd probably be 10 more games over 500. That's how critical it is to have bats in a system that doesn't have any bats.
Did you see this, Bob? The NBA on Prime announced their broadcast family for this year. They have the NBA now. Prime is taking over the NFL already. Now they're taking over the NBA because TNT no longer has rights.
And I'm sad about that.
Me too. They did so
well. I'm sad about that. I really like TNT and their group. Now, I wonder, some of those guys are still going to be a part of this, I would guess, right?
Well, Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan are going from TNT to the NBA on Prime. But they also have Michael Grady and Eric Collins calling games. I want to know what happened to Brian Anderson. I thought Anderson was incredible.
Very good. What about their pre- and post-game people? Are they going to use the same guys who were on TNT? So is Barkley going to go over there too? And
so the NBA, the Inside the NBA crew is going over to ESPN. They are going to still have the creative freedoms, according to ESPN, to have their show. And they're going to end up doing a lot of pre- and post stuff for a lot of the games that are going to be on ESPN. But ESPN's pregame coverage of the NBA, they'll do like a 60-second quick little intro, then they'll go to commercial, then they'll do 5 minutes, then they'll go to commercial, then they'll do like 2 minutes, and they'll do another commercial. And the Inside the NBA is so good because they let those guys go for like 10 minutes, then like 5 minutes, and then they go back to the game. They give them like kind of like this show. They give them long-form content. They give them a lot of time to be able to formulate opinions, have a conversation, and people love it, and people enjoy it because of the personalities.
Right. The personalities drive everything. I don't think there's any question. And that's why they move around so freely in this new world of broadcasting, where you see people who for years have been on one network all of a sudden flip into different things you've never heard of. And that will only continue.
So they have Stan Van Gundy, Brent Berry, and Del Curry.
I like Stan Van Gundy.
I do too.
I think he's very good at this. I think Jeff Van Gundy's pretty good at it too.
They're both kind of annoying, but they're good broadcasters.
They bring up parts of the game that when you're watching it, you know, you want to hear that kind of analysis from two guys who are coaches and know exactly what's going on.
And Del Curry. How about Del Curry? Does that mean Steph Curry we might end up getting as a broadcaster at some point? Father to son, they pass on the lineage.
You know, I think Steph Curry would be good at just about anything. He's one of the favorites to win this American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe this week. He won it 2 years ago. He took up golfing, and he's like absolutely smitten by it. And unlike Joe Starkey, he has progressed in his game. He's taken it to a different level. When he does the Cohen chicken thing, I love how he has a little vibrato at the end of it. That's in cranky
land.
Yeah, he really does use that voice. I wonder if Joe is. Well, I was going to say, I know he's playing golf. I wonder.
That's
if he's
in cranky land.
That's it.
All right. One guy on Twitter here wants to know why the Pirates and us talking about the Pirates never mentioned Johan Oviedo as a possibility next year.
Well, we haven't seen him in a year.
Yeah, I mean. Just like I think this time next year, we'll be wondering, is Jared Jones good enough to come back from injury to be a factor? When you're out for that long of a time, people tend to forget about you. But having said that, he's a guy who, if he's healthy and doing his thing, I thought he was really good when he was, pre-injury. And we'll see if that can be back when he returns from his injury. Although it's a long process, man. You got to go through that rehab. It's never easy to get that done.
Well, and he also dealt with, a calf injury, too. He dealt with some other injury that was nagging him earlier this year that also made it a little bit of a setback in his recovery, too. So Oviedo's kind of been going through the ringer with some injuries.
Those calf injuries are tough. Russell Wilson last year when he had it, I think down deep he was thinking rest is the way to do this because if not, it leads to an Achilles injury. And we saw that with Tyrese Halliburton in the NBA playoffs.
And we saw it from the likes of Jason Tatum
and in
Damian
Boston,
Lillard.
Right? All those guys. And all you see is that pop, and you know it's bad. It happened to Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. And you saw the pop in his leg, and you knew what it was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.